Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 15, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Binance adds support for Turkish Lira and Bitcoin, XRP, Ether trading pairs. Indian Parliament will not consider total crypto ban in winter session. Nestle, Carrefour extend blockchain tracking effort to baby milk. Ukrainian Railways branch caught mining crypto with state power. BRICS nations ponder digital currency to ease trade, reduce USD reliance. U.S. federal judge rules in favor Bitcoin IRA in case against Kingdom Trust. What the CFTC chairman actually said about Ether futures and Ethereum 2.0. Now let's get started. Binance adds support for Turkish Lira and Bitcoin, XRP, Ether trading pairs. Binance cryptocurrency exchange has added support for buying Bitcoin, BTC, and other cryptocurrencies with the Turkish Lira through its local digital wallet partner Papara. The exchange unveiled the addition on its website on November 15, 1 week before CEO Changpeng Zhao's CZ visit to Turkey. According to the website, Turkish users are now able to exchange Lira for BTC, Ether, ETH, and XRP through their Papara digital wallets. Upon a request from Cointelegraph, Binance declined to comment beyond acknowledging the soft launch of Turkish Lira support. Per the official website, support for Turkish Lira is limited to just buying cryptocurrencies, and there is no official word about when support for selling crypto with Papara will be added. Top Turkish local crypto exchanges, including BTC Turk, Paribu and Coinex also use the Papara digital wallet for deposits and withdrawals. Major crypto exchanges make their way into Turkey. This move from Binance came weeks after another global crypto exchange, Huobi, announced the launch of its fiat gateway for the Turkish lira. Huobi also opened an office in Turkey, where local cryptocurrency adoption is reportedly one of the highest in the world. As Cointelegraph reported on November 1, Changpeng Zhao, the CEO of Binance, is set to visit Turkey in mid-November where he will be speaking at the Turkish Capital Markets Summit 2019. In an interview with Cointelegraph, Binance CSO Jin Chao also noted that the crypto exchange has been working to deliver services in several new markets, including Turkey, for some time. He was the first Binance official to confirm that the exchange's move to Turkey is imminent. Indian Parliament will not consider total crypto ban in winter session. The Indian government will not be considering a cryptocurrency-related draft bill during the winter session of Parliament as was previously planned. The draft bill entitled Banning of Cryptocurrency and Regulation of Official Digital Currencies is not included in the session agenda issued in India's lower house of Parliament, Lok Sabha, on November 14. In August 2019, the Indian government stated that the draft bill would be introduced in Parliament in the winter session, which takes place between November 18 and December 13. The proposed bill suggests a complete ban on crypto as reported by Cointelegraph. The draft legislation purportedly intends to not only impose a complete ban on the use of crypto in India but also to introduce a digital rupee issued by the country's central bank, the Reserve Bank of India. However, the proposed bill does not apply to Bitcoin's BTC underlying technology of blockchain as well as other related technologies associated with the development of the technology, including blockchain-based financial applications. Crypto community in India welcomes delay of the crypto ban. Suhail Merchant, CEO of Indian crypto exchange Pocketbits, considered the news a temporary relief, stressing that the community now has more time to circle the wagons and protect the industry. He tweeted, draft bill for banning of crypto is not on the agenda for Parliament winter session. Relief for now, but use this time to come together and present our case to the regulators. Forget competition, ego and echo our thoughts with a single voice. Nishal Shetty, CEO of Wazir X Crypto Exchange, said that the delay is great news for the crypto ecosystem in India, suggesting that the government is taking more time to reevaluate the complete ban of crypto. Great to see Indian government not rushing into this. They're listening. India's potential ban on crypto has been widely criticized by investors in the industry. In late October, billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reconsider the country's hostile stance on crypto. The famous Bitcoin bull argued that India was leaving itself vulnerable to corruption by trying to ban crypto. Earlier today, Cointelegraph reported that India is one of the five BRICS countries considering the launch of a new cryptocurrency to facilitate settlements between member countries. Nestle, Carrefour extend blockchain tracking effort to baby milk. Nothing is more important to new parents than the safety of their infants, and food giants Nestle and Carrefour aim to use blockchain to help appease that instinct. Following on from a previous food tracking effort by the two companies, based on IBM's Food Trust platform, Nestle and Carrefour will track baby milk products and provide consumers with data on their origins and movements from dairy to shelf. Specifically, the GUIGOZ Bio 2 and 3 infant milk range will be traced on the blockchain platform as a means to provide consumers with more information on the milk's origins and transparency on product checks, Carrefour said in an announcement on Thursday. Customers will be able to scan a QR code on the milk's packaging to access a range of information. Blockchain technology enhances transparency and advances the food transition for extremely high-quality products, which parents expect for infant nutrition. For Nestle and Laboratoires Gigos, this innovative blockchain technology creates a new benchmark for transparency and the high standards of care required to ensure the quality of their products, the firm said. While such schemes may have an element of marketing, there's no doubt that breakdowns in food safety such as China's melamine adulterated milk scandal and the more recently reported Polish distribution of diseased meat have raised concerns over what we are being fed. Other major firms like Cargill and Walmart have moved to utilize blockchain tech to ease those concerns, in theory, providing consumers with immutable proof that their food comes from where it's supposed to and hasn't been adulterated along the way. Back in February, French President Emmanuel Macron called for increased use of data technologies such as blockchain in the EU, in part to address concerns over food traceability. Ukrainian railways branch caught mining crypto with state power. In the latest instance of state employees mining cryptos at work, a unit of Ukrainian railways, Ukrzaliznitsia, has been caught red-handed diverting company electricity to earn Bitcoin. State-owned Ukrzaliznitsia said in an announcement on Friday that its security department and law enforcement officials had discovered that branch employees in the western city of Lviv had secretly been running a Bitcoin mining farm, costing the state over $40,000 in power. Oleg Nazarek, director of the railway's Department of Economic and Information Security, had apparently reported the finding. During the inspection of the premises where the so-called farm was located, more than 100 pieces of computer equipment were identified that were generating bitcoins. The aforementioned equipment was connected to the Ukrzaliznitsia power grid. The estimated amount of losses since the beginning of the year is 1 million Ukrainian hryvnias, $41,332, Nazarek said. Creating and circulating cryptocurrency is prohibited in Ukraine under central bank rules, Ukrzaliznitsia said. The nation has been working on bringing in comprehensive cryptocurrency regulation for several years, a legislative effort that seems to be at last moving more rapidly. Most recently, crypto exchange Binance was said to be assisting Ukraine with developing rules for the industry. A criminal case has now been launched over the illicit Lviv mining effort and evidence from the branch has been sent to police, Ukrzaliznitsia said. The temptation to use company power or equipment to make easy money mining cryptocurrency is one that state employees seem to struggle to fight. Last year, several scientists working at a Russian nuclear weapons research facility were arrested for mining cryptocurrencies on site. Ukraine's top law enforcement and counterintelligence agency also found mining equipment at a nuclear power plant this August. Elsewhere, Florida state employees, Chinese teachers, and Australian government contractors have all got into hot water over their secret mining efforts. BRICS nations ponder digital currency to ease trade, reduce USD reliance. The BRICS Association of Major Emerging Economies has discussed developing a digital currency to ease trade in the bloc and reduce its reliance on US dollars in settlement. The possibility was raised by the BRICS Business Council at a meeting in Brazil amid talks on the development of a new payment system between its five member nations, Russian news source RBC reported Thursday. Formed in 2006, BRICS is aimed to boost economic and political cooperation between Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. Kirill Dmitriev, Director General of the Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF, the entity that looks set to build the system, told reporters after the event that the forum had mulled a single cryptocurrency for settlements between members. The decision to move forward with that part of the plan has not yet been taken. Nikita Kulikov, member of the State Duma Expert Council and founder of Pravo Robotov Autonomous Nonprofit Organization, told RBC that, rather than being a digital form of money, the BRICS digital currency would likely be used to facilitate trade transactions. Most likely, it will be like certain obligations that can be transferred from one legal entity to another to confirm that the recipient will have claim rights, and the contractor will have obligations for a specific amount. It will not be money, we can say that it will be a paperless document flow to facilitate transactions, he said. If that turns out to be the case, the project appears more like trade finance blockchain platforms such as Marco Polo, which has recently started working with Russian firms. Indeed, the use case for blockchain, or distributed ledger technology, is seen as being bright in the world of trade finance, with a number of efforts underway, including We, Trade, Trade Window and Voltron. Such platforms reduce the traditional reams of manually prepared and distributed paperwork, allowing a real-time view into the agreement and status of a trade for all participants to see. They can also have automated settlement, powered by smart contracts, built in to fulfill trade obligations when certain conditions, such as a delivery, are met. The new payment system, which would use members' national currencies, appears in part to be aimed at reducing BRICS nations' reliance on the US dollar, and perhaps boosting the Russian ruble's role in trade. Dmitriev said BRICS has already reduced its use of USD in settlements over the last 5 years from 92 to 50%, while ruble-based transactions climbed from 3 to 14%. Such blockchain-based threats to the role of the dollar internationally are soon potentially to rise in scope and severity, with the apparent imminent launch of China's digital yuan and hints that the EU may develop its own e-euro. The Facebook-led Libra project has also raised US regulators' hackles, presenting as it does an alternative to USD for Facebook's billions of global users. US federal judge rules in favor Bitcoin IRA in case against Kingdom Trust. A United States federal judge has ordered asset custodian Kingdom Trust to fully restore data access to all affected clients following the unilateral termination of customers' access to their own account information on Bitcoin IRA's website. Filed on November 12, a court document reveals that South Dakota District Court Federal Judge Karen E. Schreier ruled in favor of Bitcoin IRA in the case against Kingdom Trust, where the latter allegedly breached a referral agreement by terminating customers' access to their account data on Bitcoin IRA's platform without providing prior notice. The breach of the referral agreement, as described in the document, in September 2018, Bitcoin IRA and Kingdom Trust entered into a referral agreement, which indicated that Bitcoin IRA would refer its customers to use Kingdom Trust as a trust custodian. In return, Kingdom Trust agreed to pay Bitcoin IRA a referral fee for account owners who became Kingdom Trust customers. However, in August of 2019, Kingdom Trust unilaterally removed Bitcoin IRA's Application Programming Interface (API) access and stopped providing daily updated account information. This eventually led to inaccurate reflections of information about assets held in clients' accounts. The ruling. Schreier said in the ruling that Kingdom Trust unilaterally terminated customers' access to their own account data on Bitcoin IRA's website, and it has not shown that the interference is justified. Following the order release, Kingdom Trust must fully restore to the condition and functionality existing prior to August 21, 2019, Alternative IRA Services LLC's Bitcoin IRA access to account holder data of the accounts to which Bitcoin IRA is the account designated representative by the account holder, and account holder access to Bitcoin IRA's online platform, thereby allowing the account holders to once again self-direct their retirement accounts online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Expansion of crypto retirement savings offerings. As cryptocurrencies become more widely adopted, holders are increasingly including digital assets in their retirement plans and savings accounts. On November 13, Kingdom Trust, along with major American crypto exchange Coinbase and alternative assets investment firm Regal Assets, began offering cryptocurrency-based individual retirement and 401k accounts in the United States. The new offering will purportedly give investors access to over 30 assets directly through Coinbase, with insurance protection provided by Lloyd's of London. As reported last month, Bitcoin IRA partnered with digital asset lending firm Genesis Capital to offer investors the opportunity to earn interest on crypto and cash holdings. Bitcoin IRA has reportedly provided digital asset IRAs since 2016 and processed over $350 million in investments, onboarding 4,000 clients. What the CFTC chairman actually said about Ether futures and Ethereum 2.0. The takeaway? CFTC Chairman Heath Tarbert said last month that Ether is a commodity, and he expects to see regulated Ether futures in the U.S. in the next 6 months. The Ethereum network is expected to transition from its current proof-of-work consensus mechanism to a proof-of-stake model over the next year, in an upgrade known as Ethereum 2.0. Asked about this shift, Tarbert said Tuesday the CFTC is still evaluating whether Ether will remain a commodity under the new model. Ethereum developers and proponents believe proof-of-stake may actually bolster the case that Ether is sufficiently decentralized to be considered a commodity in the eyes of U.S. regulators. U.S. regulators are not yet sure about what to make of Ethereum's impending transition to a staking-based protocol. Commodity Futures Trading Commission (CFTC) Chairman Heath Tarbert, who recently declared his view that the world's second-largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization is a commodity that could support a futures market, said this week his agency is still evaluating whether this will remain true after Ethereum upgrades its network sometime in the coming year. Speaking at CoinDesk's Invest NYC conference on Tuesday, Tarbert said the CFTC and its sister agency, the Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC), were both thinking carefully about the forthcoming Ethereum 2.0 upgrade, which is designed to replace the coin's current proof-of-work (PoW) model for transaction validation. In PoW, computer servers called nodes solve computationally intensive mathematical equations in order to validate transactions and process new blocks. However, in Ethereum 2.0, these same nodes will stake wealth in the form of ETH and vote on new blocks rather than solve for them. Staking is obviously different than mining in the sense that mining is by its very nature sort of more decentralized, whereas with the stake obviously it reduces energy costs because you're just giving it to one validator or line of validators, Tarbert said Tuesday. The CFTC, which has been looking into Ethereum and its potential shift to proof-of-stake (PoS) since at least December 2018, is now looking into how decentralized the Ethereum network will be after the 2.0 upgrade. In addition, Tarbert said regulators are also examining the requirements expected of users to run nodes on the Ethereum 2.0 network. That's exactly the kind of analysis that we're undertaking and the SEC is undertaking right now, Tarbert said. This analysis will be key for any evaluation and eventual approval by U.S. regulators for a regulated Ether futures market, which according to Tarbert's earlier statements is likely in the next 6 to 12 months. What's at stake? According to Jahan Chu, managing director of Hong Kong-based crypto investment firm Kinetic Capital, a regulated Ether futures market would be game-changing in the U.S. What regulated futures will do is allow institutional investors to trade this commodity, Chu said. They're not going to be logging onto BitMEX and trading in size. They will potentially on BACT, the NASDAQ, etc. This is why you need to have regulated financial instruments and why CFTC's commodity designation is so important. Adding to this, Aaron Wright, founder of Ethereum startup OpenLaw, said another core benefit of a regulated futures market would be better price discovery for Ether. Without futures, it's more difficult for those that think the price of Ether is overvalued to signal that to the market, said Wright. According to recent remarks by former CFTC chairman Christopher Giancarlo, the introduction of Bitcoin futures in late 2017 brought BTC prices back down to earth. Some industry experts say both the demand and maturity of Ethereum as a technology is still far too nascent for a futures market to be supported in the US. This is because Ethereum futures contracts do trade on exchanges based outside of the US, such as on UK-based Kraken futures, but trade volumes for these contracts are relatively thin. Still, the most ardent supporters of Ethereum are optimistic about the successful delivery of Ethereum 2.0. In fact, most believe the case for a regulated Ether futures market is only strengthened in light of the upcoming transition to PoS. There are two reasons why. 1. Better decentralization. In June 2018, the SEC Director of Corporation Finance, William Hinman, argued Ether was not a security based on the understanding of the Ethereum network as a decentralized structure. Danny Ryan, an Ethereum 2.0 researcher at the Ethereum Foundation, explained one of the key aims of Ethereum's PoS network is better decentralization. With PoW, there is some intrinsic centralization due to the hardware component tied to the real-world supply chain, in which some people are more entrenched and can get more specialized hardware than average consumers, said Ryan, adding, in Ethereum's PoS, the capital that you need to acquire to participate is much more readily available. Converting capital into an asset that allows you to stake in the protocol is much cleaner. Eric Connor, founder of information site ETH Hub and product researcher at blockchain startup Gnosis, said the minimum cost for an Ethereum 2.0 validator to process blocks and earn rewards like a miner would on Ethereum today is 32 ETH, or roughly $5,800. According to Connor, this is a comparatively lower barrier to entry than in PoW, where you would have to buy thousands of machines because the hash power on the network is so high. What's interesting about proof of stake is that it takes away miner centralization, Connor said. To this, Colin Myers, head of global product strategy at Consensus, the Brooklyn-based Ethereum venture studio, estimates Ethereum 2.0 is targeting roughly 15,600 validators to secure the network at launch. Currently, there are only about 7,000 computer servers running Ethereum software around the world. 2. Expectations of profit. Currently, miners on Ethereum are randomly selected to process new blocks on the network. By devoting higher amounts of computational energy to the network, miners have a greater chance of being selected to create a new block and earn rewards. In Ethereum 2.0, validators, who are the equivalent to miners in a PoW network, earn rewards on a more regular and predictable basis. Rather than using up computational energy, validators lock up 32 ETH as collateral to the network and earn rewards in the form of interest on their staked wealth. Although the chance for reward is much more regular and frequent on PoS, the amount which you are rewarded as a validator is still related to your ability to participate well in the protocol, said Ryan. There is not an expectation of profit by doing nothing and through the work of others. It's all related to your ability to provide services to the network. Indeed, outside of staking, validating transactions and appending new blocks in the PoS network, validators are also expected to actively attest to the validity of a block in a shard or the primary PoS blockchain, called the Beacon Chain. This happens every 6 minutes in the new network, according to the Ethereum Foundation. I don't think it changes anything, to be honest. Ether is a commodity as far as the CFTC is concerned. I don't see a reason why proof of stake would change that, said Gnosis researcher Connor, adding, it's actually very similar to how proof of work works today when it comes to reward issuance. A blurred line. Given that both efforts for regulated Ether futures in the US and Ethereum 2.0 are still largely theoretical, it's difficult to draw a correlation between how one might impact the other, according to Chu of Kinetic Capital. In my mind, the ETH 2.0 roadmap isn't impacting the markets yet. I don't think it's going to impact a possible futures market until some major milestones come into place, said Chu. What's more, the actual criteria influencing how U.S. regulators make their decisions on what is or is not a security when it comes to cryptocurrencies is still highly uncertain, according to Felix Shipkovich, a New York attorney with a specialization in litigating on cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. We still don't have clarity from the SEC on what type of tokens are securities and what are not, Shipkovich said, adding, please explain to me, what does the SEC mean by decentralized? What is truly decentralized? We do not have a legal definition of what decentralized versus centralized ledgers are and why Bitcoin and Ethereum in the eyes of the SEC and CFTC are not securities. To put things in perspective, the only other cryptocurrency in the world that has been granted commodity status within the United States is Bitcoin. As recently as September, the first physically settled Bitcoin futures contracts were launched and made available for trading on the regulated digital assets platform BACT. However, Shipkovich said Bitcoin does not behave in a similar way to other traditional commodities. The majority of people buying Bitcoin, and similarly Ethereum, do so with the intention to speculate on the asset and earn high returns, Shipkovich said, adding, these two cryptocurrencies are treated more like equity assets than truly cryptocurrencies. People buy Bitcoin today because they want to hold and speculate on Bitcoin. Whatever the reason, Chu said he is confident U.S. regulators know more about these two cryptocurrencies than they are currently letting on. I am not concerned about the relationship between Ether futures and ETH 2.0, said Chu. You don't issue all of these enforcement actions without understanding what you're enforcing. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.